Systemic teaching about Christian life. Subject of this audio: the Gospel of the Kingdom of God. Chapter 7. Why seeking the Kingdom of God in the first place? Several aspects related to the meaning of seeking something in the first place were approached in the previous chapter. However, it seems to us that the question that may intrigue many people is not only the understanding of what it is to put the search for the Kingdom of God in the first place, but also the reason why the Kingdom of God should be sought first. Why, then, seeking the Kingdom of God before all other things? The Lord Jesus Christ's answer to the question about the reason for seeking the Kingdom of God first and the vital importance that the Kingdom of Heaven represents to be first in a person's life is very simple and objective. John 15, 5. I am the vine, you are the branches. He who abides in me, and I in him, bears much fruit, for without me you can do nothing. Paul, an apostle of the Lord Jesus Christ, using other words, also expresses what the Lord said about the necessity of the Kingdom of God to be first in a person's life, namely, Romans 7, 18. For I know that in me, that is, in my flesh, nothing good dwells, for to will is present with me, but how to perform what is good I do not find. Romans 8, 2-9. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, on account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh, that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us who do not walk according to the flesh but according to the Spirit. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So then, those who are in the flesh cannot please God. But you are not in the flesh but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. Why, then, are we called to seek the Kingdom of God in the first place? Christ calls people to seek the Kingdom of God in the first place because apart from the newness of life granted by the Kingdom of God, there is no useful life for eternity and there is no life that pleases God. Devoid of the Kingdom of God, life is the life of the flesh, which inclination is to death. Seeking the Kingdom of God is the search for which is indeed good for the present life and also for the eternal life, and therefore it should always be done first or before anything else. If a person seeks the things of life first after the flesh, one sows according to the flesh, departs from the life that God has for him or her, and does not produce the fruits of life according to the will of God. Therefore, to seek the Kingdom of God first of all involves seeking the Lord, the newness of inner life according to the Kingdom of God, and the instruction of the Lord and His Kingdom before doing other things in life, and this, also so that which a person does may become useful and valuable in the eyes of God and before men. Hebrews 6, 7. For the earth which drinks in the rain that often comes upon it, and bears herbs useful for those by whom it is cultivated, receives blessing from God. Romans 14, 17-18. For the Kingdom of God is not eating and drinking, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. For he who serves Christ in these things is acceptable to God and approved by men. In the Kingdom of God, there is provision for the forgiveness and remission of sinners, and there is also provision for the granting of a new heart according to the Kingdom of Heaven. A heart in which the Spirit of God dwells to guide in all truth those who trust in the Lord. In the heavenly kingdom, there is wisdom and all sorts of good gifts. In the Kingdom of the Father of Lights, there is the possibility of an understanding enlightened by the heavenly light and a fellowship with the Creator of the universe which can never be found in the kingdoms of this world or through any kingdom on earth. Nevertheless, to that which a person is inclined to first or in what one sets his or her mind primarily is what ends up attracting this person also in other things. We emphasize here, then, that seeking first the kingdom of God, or the contempt for it, is respectively a matter of life or death regarding the real and eternal life offered by God. Ezekiel 18, 31. Cast away from you all the transgressions which you have committed, and get yourselves a new heart and a new spirit. For why should you die, O house of Israel? Hebrews 8, 10-12. For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord, I will put my laws in their mind and write them on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. None of them shall teach his neighbor, and none his brother, saying, Know the Lord, for all shall know me, from the least of them to the greatest of them. For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their lawless deeds I will remember no more. Seeking the kingdom of God first encompasses the search and willingness to be in Christ to be enabled and instructed for all that regards to the daily living and walking. Seeking the kingdom of God in the first place includes recognizing that there is no other God besides the eternal Lord and that a person dissociated from life according to the kingdom of heaven has not the proper support to live and walk according to the newness of the heavenly life and the will of God. Seeking the kingdom of God first involves surrendering one's life to God's hands to be, first of all, sustained, supplied, instructed, and guided by the Lord according to the heavenly kingdom. 2 Corinthians 3, 4-6. And we have such trust through Christ toward God. Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. Isaiah 37, 16. O Lord of hosts, God of Israel, the one who dwells between the cherubim, you are God, you alone, of all the kingdoms of the earth. You have made heaven and earth. Jeremiah 14, 22. Are there any among the idols of the nations that can cause rain? Or can the heavens give showers? Are you not He, O Lord our God? Therefore we will wait for you, since you have made all these. Psalms 37, 4-6. Delight yourself also in the Lord, and He shall give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to the Lord, trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light, and your justice as the noonday. Proverbs 3, 5-8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He shall direct your paths. Do not be wise in your own eyes, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It will be health to your flesh, and strength to your bones. Seeking the kingdom of God first involves seeking the God of the kingdom first to be His and to live and walk through Him according to His righteousness, peace, and the Spirit of God. Establishing the search for the kingdom of God in the first place includes to be pleased first with God and before anything else that was created by Him, and it also means recognizing that the Creator is above all life and all creation. Psalm 63, 3. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Seeking the kingdom of God first is to seek the real essence of life in the first place. And God and His heavenly kingdom are the substance that provides newness of life and gives support to this novelty of life in the Lord. Seeking the kingdom of God is not a mandatory task or some goal to be achieved by a person so that he or she, as a kind of reward, only receives food, drink, or clothing for the natural life. The kingdom of God sees life in its entire or global aspects, and not only in the material and temporal matters. The kingdom of God sees and provides for life from before its conception and continues to provide for life even in eternity with God for all those who also want the kingdom of the Lord. The kingdom of God supports the universe and all the life that has been in it since the foundation of the world. However, when a person seeks the kingdom before performing the other actions of his or her own life, one seeks the favor of God so that also his or her life becomes ordained and aligned by the Lord according to the purposes or principles of the heavenly kingdom. Therefore, seeking the kingdom of God first also demonstrates that a person believes in God as the Lord who reigns over all life and all aspects of life. That is why those who seek the kingdom of God and announce that the Lord reigns over life are also regarded as blessed and holders of beautiful feet that spread the offer of the newness of divine life available to all those who also want to receive it. Romans 10:15 b. As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel of peace, who bring glad tidings of good things. Isaiah 52:7. How beautiful upon the mountains are the feet of him who brings good news, who proclaims peace, who brings glad tidings of good things, who proclaims salvation, who says to Zion, your God reigns. When a person seeks the kingdom of God in the first place because of the gospel preached to him or her, one announces that one believes that the kingdom of God is the source of all life, even though it may not appear so to the natural eye. On the other hand, one who refrains from placing the kingdom of God in the first place in his or her personal life is subject to the risk of running after the wind and that which, from the eternal perspective, is devoid of meaning and profit. 1 Samuel 12:21. And do not turn aside, for then you would go after empty things which cannot profit or deliver, for they are nothing. Proverbs 10:2. Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs 11:4. Riches do not profit in the day of wrath, but righteousness delivers from death. Proverbs 23:4-5. Do not overwork to be rich, because of your own understanding, cease. Will you set your eyes on that which is not? For riches certainly make themselves wings, they fly away like an eagle toward heaven. Jeremiah 16:19. O Lord, my strength, and my fortress, my refuge in the day of affliction, the Gentiles shall come to you from the ends of the earth and say, surely our fathers have inherited lies, worthlessness and unprofitable things. Jeremiah 23:32. Behold, I am against those who prophesy false dreams, says the Lord, and tell them, and cause my people to err by their lies and by their recklessness. Yet I did not send them or command them, therefore they shall not profit this people at all, says the Lord. Hebrews 13:9. Do not be carried about with various and strange doctrines. For it is good that the heart be established by grace, not with foods which have not profited those who have been occupied with them. Habakkuk 2:18. What profit is the image, that its maker should carve it, the molded image, a teacher of lies, that the maker of its mold should trust in it, to make mute idols. Matthew 16:24-26. Then Jesus said to his disciples, if anyone desires to come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whoever desires to save his life will lose it, but whoever loses his life for my sake will find it. For what profit is it to a man if he gains the whole world, and loses his own soul? Or what will a man give in exchange for his soul? Some people who do not seek the kingdom of God in the first place perhaps may not do so because they do not know about the essence of life and the support that spiritual life gives to material life. However, There are also many who do not do it because they do not believe that it is from the kingdom of God that the essence of life comes from, or because they despise the essence of life by giving more value to the natural life than to the spiritual life that comes from the kingdom of heaven. Thus, to seek the kingdom of God first encompasses also honoring the Creator by recognizing that every life on earth is manifested only by the permission of the Lord and that it only remains as long as the Lord allows it to be so. Finally, in this chapter, we would like to mention that seeking the kingdom of God in the first place includes making use of the opportunity that the Lord grants to human beings to be found by them while He and His kingdom, through His gospel, still are manifesting themselves so close to people on earth. Isaiah 55, 6-7. Seek the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts, let him return to the Lord, and He will have mercy on him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon. Matthew 4, 17. From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand."